miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're talking with Amy Morin, M-O-R-I-N, Amy Morin, LCSW.com. Amy's the author of a wonderful new book, just came out, 13, and did hit the bestseller list in Hudson and Indy, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. It started as a blog with 10 million views on Forbes.com, and so it went viral, if you will. She just wrote it as a letter to help her get over her own issues, if you will, or her own tragedies and what she remembered from them. The 13 things mentally strong people don't do. So one obvious question is, can you have mental illness? Can you be depressed and still be mentally strong? Can you have bipolar disease and still be mentally strong? What's the difference between mental illness and mental strength, Amy?
Yeah, you absolutely can have those things. In fact, some of the most mentally strong people I've met have been people who've come into my office who maybe have depression or anxiety or some other mental health issue. But and I always tell people, too, mental strength, it's a lot like physical strength. We all have the power to become stronger. And just like if somebody, say, had diabetes or some sort of chronic pain issue, maybe that would be a complicating factor in developing more physical strength, but they could certainly do it. If somebody with diabetes can go to the gym and work out just like anybody else can. So when it comes down to depression and anxiety and those sorts of things, people can still make choices that help them become mentally stronger. They may have some more complicating factors, but it's definitely possible.
And I assume it is much tougher if you're depressed to be mentally strong, because you have to kind of gird yourself up so you don't feel more depressed and waste more time feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, there's times that, you know, to become stronger, it takes every fiber of your being to get up and get out of bed and do those things that are going to be helpful to you. So it certainly does make it a complicating factor, but it's completely possible to do.
Are kids better able to do this? In other words, do all of us have this when we're young? I mean, when I was reading one of the stories, the top stories of the week, is of the Norwegian kids and who routinely use 3 devices in a day, 3 electronic devices, and they're sleeping only 5 hours a night. And I was saying, well, it's probably because they're trying to get up so quickly and do more work. And I was wondering, are kids naturally mentally strong and we lose some of it someplace along the line?
Oh, good question. You know, I think we probably do have in childhood, we probably do have a lot of built-in resilience and built-in mental strength. And then I think what goes on in our childhood can either help us build our mental muscle more, or it can cause us to break it down too. And so as an adult, for some people, it's much easier. If you had a childhood that was more prone to building mental strength, it becomes much easier as an adult because it's sort of this more innate thing of what to do and what types of things to avoid. But kids who didn't have that start, you know, as an adult, it's going to take some more time. I guess a lot like physical health, again, kids that grew up in homes where physical health was a priority, it's going to be easier to be a healthy adult.
And I'm going through some of the emails people have been sending to find some questions that I like, that are easy enough to answer in a finite period of time, because all we have is a finite period of time. But one of them is that people don't give up. One of the chapters is they don't give up after the first failure. And we've often had this thing on about Silicon Valley relishes failure, whereas much of the rest of the country doesn't. That is, 2 or 3 failures seem to make the Silicon Valley entrepreneur even more valuable. Mm-hmm. How do we get that in the rest of the country?
Well, I think it's changing the way that we view failure, because I think the people that are really successful in life don't view failure as the end of the road. Instead, they just view it as a learning opportunity and something to make them stronger. But I think for the rest of us, you know, our mistakes and sometimes failure has become this shameful thing, but so to switch our mindset and to be able to just remind ourselves that failure is often part of a long journey to success, and often you're going to fail 5, 6, maybe 10, 100 times, but that doesn't have to be the end of the road, and it becomes more of looking at your journey as a marathon instead of a sprint, so to know that you're going to fail along the way if you want to become super successful in life.
And that's part of number 13, if you will, as well, that people who are mentally strong are in it for the long run rather than the short run. And again, there's a real health parallel here. That is, people who are in life and are choosing to, if you will, live a long time and live healthy, look at long-term gains rather than the short-term effects. So the people who are mentally strong don't expect immediate results. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, I think technology has been one of those things that makes us really used to getting things at the touch of a button, and we think things should happen overnight, but real growth and personal change doesn't happen like that, and it's not about where you need to be by next week or tomorrow or today, but it's to be able to say, okay, what is it I want to change? And just like you said, if somebody wants to change their physical health, you're not going to lose 100 pounds in 1 month. Well, same with mental strength. You're not going to become mentally strong in 1 week. Instead, you need to say, well, what can I do to start changing my life? And don't look at it as something that has to happen right now, and to know that progress isn't always in a straight line. Sometimes we take 2 steps forward and then we take 1 step back, but that doesn't mean you went all the way back to the beginning. I think so often people, when they do encounter a roadblock or they take that 1 step back, they give up because they think, well, this isn't working. And so to remind ourselves that that's okay, that's part of our journey sometimes, is that we'll have those stumbling blocks, but that we can choose to keep going, and that we can choose to make those obstacles in our way help us become better, and we learn from them, and then you can move forward again after that.
Amy, we've got an email from several people saying she's so logical. Where can I see her as a licensed social worker? Where do you live? You live in Enfield, Maine. I remember you told us that.
Right, in the middle of nowhere, Maine. So if somebody happens to live here in Maine, yes, you can contact me via my email address is on my website. Otherwise, I don't do any therapy over Skype or anything like that.
So it is www.amymorinlcsw.com. You're going to have to go to Maine to be able to see her. AmyMorinLCSW.com, the book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Wonderful book, a brilliant rendition of this topic, which many people don't have. And I must admit, it parallels so closely a lot of the things that are needed for what I would call health changes as well. Such as you don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself, you forgive yourself, you don't give away your power, you have the power to change, and you don't expect immediate results. We'll be right back for the second hour, and those places that do get the second hour, if you don't, you can always...
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The naked truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.